Wall Street Journal, defunding police invites crime. In Minneapolis, homicides were up 60% before George Floyd's death. By Penny Starr on June 10, 2020. The death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis police on Memorial Day sparked a call for reforming police practices that quickly morphed into demands to defund police. An idea that the Wall Street Journal editorial board said on Monday could make matters worse. A political drive to defund police risks a return to the high crime era of the 1960s and 1970s that damaged so many American cities. Millennials and minorities in big cities have benefited tremendously from the hard work of Democratic mayors and police chiefs 20 to 30 years ago to reduce crime. Yet the progressives who now run most big cities have pushed relaxed enforcement of victimless crimes, and now they want to go further. The Journal said it shows in the current political atmosphere how quickly bad events trigger a rush to bad policies, including the massive cuts to police budgets proposed by Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti and the Minneapolis City Council, which said it will dismantle the police force in that city, even over the objections of Mayor Jacob Frey. The Minneapolis City Council and the Democrat leaders of other cities should do a little homework before making any rash decision about its police forces, according to the Journal. Even before the recent riots, crime had been surging this year in many of America's big cities. In Minneapolis, carjackings were up 45%, homicide 60%, arson 58% and burglaries 28% from January through May 30 compared to the same period last year. Violent crime overall was 16% higher and property crime 20% higher than recent low points in 2018. In New York City, shootings had increased 18%, burglaries 31% and carjackings 64%. There were about 1,279 more burglaries, 1,078 more cars stolen and 57 more shooting victims during the first 5 months of this year than during the same period last year. Almost all of these were outside of Manhattan's business district. In San Francisco, homicides before the riots this year had increased by 19%, burglaries by 23% and arson by 39% over last. Philadelphia reported a 28% increase in commercial burglaries, 51% in shootings, 22% in auto theft and 28% in retail theft from last year. Residential burglaries and larceny have fallen in many places, but that's no doubt because people were at home. The Journal also criticized another left-wing law enforcement policy that is increasing crime rates, letting prisoners out of jail to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. In Minneapolis, property and violent crime increased by 33% and 29%, respectively, through the middle of March when Hennepin County reduced its jail population by 40%. The editorial board wrote, "It's impossible to prove cause and effect, but the line between liberal law enforcement policies and the crime spike is hard to ignore. Take New York City's new bail law that gives nonviolent offenders a get-out-of-jail-free card. In January, a man who stuck up six banks in 2 weeks was repeatedly released after each arrest. I can't believe they let me out," the man told a detective. Crime in Minneapolis has been climbing since Mayor Frey entered office in 2018 and started pushing more relaxed law enforcement, the Journal editorial board wrote, adding that minority communities are being most affected by these policies. As police have eased up, violent crime has increased nearly twice as much in the minority third precinct in Minneapolis as citywide since 2018. The Journal wrote that in New York's Harlem neighborhood, murders had risen 160% over last year, burglaries are up 56%, and carjackings have more than doubled. Law enforcement is mainly a state and local obligation, and in many cities now the defunders have power, the Journal editorial board wrote. Poor communities will be the victims if they succeed. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.